where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police have issued an arrest warrant for 22-year-old Dakota Brissett in a weapons investigation. Officers arrested four others after a warrant was executed at an Appear Street home earlier today. They allegedly seized a loaded .22-caliber hunting rifle, ammunition, 5 grams of fentanyl, and several hunting rifles. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of Dakota Brissett is asked to contact Sarnia police or Crime Stoppers. We're another step closer to finding out who's going to be the next MPP in Lambton-Kent Middlesex. The provincial NDP acclaimed Alvinston native Catherine Shaler at their nomination meeting last night. The Ontario PCs are running longtime Chatham-Kent councillor Steve Pissano as their candidate, and the Liberals have named Lucan Mayor Kathy Burghardt-Jessen. The winner of the by-election is going to replace Monty McNaughton, who stepped down last fall to take a job in the private sector. Western leaders say Alexei Navalny's death was caused by the Kremlin. The Russian Penitentiary Service says he died today after taking a walk in his Arctic prison and feeling unwell. A few of them have even accused the government of Russian President Vladimir Putin of ordering the murder of his most outspoken opponent and critic of the invasion in Ukraine. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris hinted the U.S. would respond in the coming days. The federal government is considering changes to its proposed clean electricity regulations. The possible alterations follow consultations with the industry. The government says the changes would give power generators more flexibility while still reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Emission reduction requirements and performance standards would be tailored to individual facilities. Officials in Ottawa are asking industry to respond to the suggested changes by the middle of next month. The VON's student nutrition program has received a significant boost from Noel's Gift to Children. Student nutrition coordinator Leslie Palamaca says $111,000 has been committed and the money is being split between 47 schools to help feed 10,000 students.
So the student nutrition program follows nutrition standards, and many schools purchase items such as cheese, yogurt, whole grain, crackers and cereals, and of course fruits and veggies is the core product in our programs.
There are going to be 3 funding installments throughout the year. Palamaca says the first portion of $37,000 has already been doled out. A double premiere is planned tomorrow in Warwick Township. A film about the municipality's history from 1832 to 1952 is being shown. The first one is at the Warwick Community Hall at 1:30 and then at the East Lambton Community Complex at 7. The film was created by Paul Janes. Anyone is welcome to attend the free event. And Taylor Swift has donated $100,000 to the family of the woman killed in a shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade. Two $50,000 donations were posted on a GoFundMe page under the singer's name today. Mainly cloudy skies, a few flurries near midnight, 2 centimeters possible, low minus 7, the wind chill reaching minus 16. A few flurries ending tomorrow morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, high minus 4, the wind chill minus 16. On Sunday, mainly cloudy, a 40% chance of flurries, high plus 1. And on Monday, mainly sunny, high 2 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.